Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Tet, Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah says, Natan la'umanin letaken v'kilkilu. If a person gave wood to a craftsman in order to turn the wood into a type of keli, a utensil, and then they turned it into that utensil, but then the utensil broke in the hands of the craftsman. Hayavin leshalem. The craftsman is obligated to pay the value of the utensil, of the keli, not the value of the wood that they were given, because the utensil is what got damaged, not the piece of wood. A person would have thought that he was handed a piece of wood, that even though he did his own work in order to turn it into a keli, he would be obligated to only pay back the original owner of that piece of wood, the value of the wood, because it was his improvement that caused the wood to turn into a utensil. And he just has to give back the original owner exactly what he received. But we see from here, the moment that the wood was turned into a utensil, it was as if the original owner acquired that utensil, and therefore, if it's the utensil that broke, then the craftsman has to pay back the value of the utensil to the original owner. Natan laharash shidda teva umigdal letaken vekilkel hayav leshalem. Similarly, if a person gave a carpenter a carriage or a box or a closet to fix and he ruined it, then the carpenter or the carpenter in the situation is obligated to pay the value of the object that he was given because that's what he damaged. Habanai shekibel alav listor takotel. If a builder accepted the responsibility to take down a wall, and he broke, instead of taking down the wall piece by piece, he was expected to take these stones down and keep them intact. But let's say he broke those stones instead of just taking them apart, and or those stones fell and they caused damage to people below. Hayav leshalem, the builder's obligated to pay for the damage to the stones and also that the stones caused. When he agreed to take down the wall, he sort of accepted responsibility that I'm going to make sure that these stones stay intact and that they're going to be reusable for another project in the future. So therefore, if he damaged them, he would have to pay. He's also responsible for the damage done by the stones. By also accepting the job, he's accepting the responsibility to make sure that the stones don't fall and cause other types of damage. That's sort of implied by him saying that he's going to do the job. If he was taking down the wall from one side, let's say he was only told to remove the left side of the wall, and the other side of the wall fell as well, it collapsed because he didn't realize, but one side of the wall was being supported by the other side of the wall. So now both fell, and he was only supposed to take down one. We say patur, he's not obligated to pay for that second side of the wall. It's not his responsibility to realize that one side of the wall was supporting the other side of the wall. It's his responsibility to take down half a wall. He doesn't have to really know all of the engineering involved over here. He was paid for a certain task, and he fulfilled that task, and there were repercussions that really wasn't within his responsibility to understand. But if the second side of the wall fell because of the force that the blow to the wall that he was giving to the first side of the wall, so he hit it so hard that the impact caused the other side to fall as well. In that case, he's hayab, the builder would be obligated to pay because he should have been more careful when he was hitting the wall to not be so tough on it to prevent the other side of the wall from falling down.